Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 6th. The grains closed sharply higher, with December corn up 8.5 cents, closing at 373. November beans up 38.75 cents at 894.5, and December wheat up 10.25 cents at 530. Well, the beans exploded here today, put in an key reversal on the charts. We made a contract low overnight at 853.25, and we rallied the better part of 44 cents off of those lows. Major key reversal over the 10-day moving average. Very, very impressive. Now, all the tariffs went on today. The president put them on. The Chinese immediately retaliated. Obviously, a case of sell the rumor, buy the fact. This was the fact, and people wanted to buy it. I don't know if we've just given the Chinese an incredible opportunity to buy beans at very cheap prices out here, or what the deal was. Hard to know if the Chinese bought it first or the funds bought it first, but at any rate, up we went. The funds are absolutely caught flat-footed here in the beans. This has cost them a fortune. They're still short, my guess, 40, 50,000 contracts of beans. They're still short 70, 80,000 contracts of corn. They got to be short 80,000 contracts of oil. The only thing they're long in here is some meal. So I think once again, the funds are absolutely getting their lunch handed to them. So some of the talk is the dry weather next week as we get into pollination. Doesn't look real hot in a lot of places, 85 to 93 generally across the Midwest, but we don't see a lot of rain now in the forecast for the next week or so, and that's right as we're heading into pollination. So that may have something to do with it. Dollars down 44 ticks, that certainly didn't hurt. Crude oil up 86 a barrel, that didn't hurt. So we had a few positives out here. So up we went, and technically, you know, the wheat put in a good close here. We closed it over 525, which was positive. We still have the gap on the daily chart from the Tuesday to Thursday that hasn't been filled. Looking at the corn chart quickly, outside up day in the corn over the 10-day moving average wasn't a key reversal because we didn't make a new contract low here today, but it was an outside up reversal day. So they all look very strong technically, despite the fact that the tariffs are now on. So the best you can think is, you know, sell the rumor, buy the fact, and that's certainly what happened in here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.